Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply based on a true story. Since 1940, Hollywood has been focusing on films that are based on a true story. And since the 40s, about 10 to 12 new Hollywood blockbusters are released every single year that are based on true stories. You know of many of them. You can think of your favorite movies that are based on true stories. I like the movie Castaway. It was about a man who was shipwrecked on a deserted island and learned how to survive for years all by himself. It was a true story. Many of you are familiar with the true story of Roots, or recently there was one called Hidden Figures. You've seen the story of Muhammad Ali and Ray Charles, and the list goes on and on. You have seen more true stories than you can possibly remember. Well, there is no true story better or stronger than the true story of the Bible, and there is no true story stronger than your testimony of how the Word of God can impact the life of anybody on the planet. Well, you think about it. The Bible tells us in John 17:17 that the Word of God is truth. It's the greatest true story alive. And also, you remember that John 14:6 says, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God has a true story found in His Word. However, many people may not get the opportunity to read the Word of God. They're going to then have to learn from our true story. When was the last time you gave someone your true story in Christ? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to share that testimony again and again. Now remember, this is a systematic way to give your true story. Your true story about your life in Christ can be found in the TRUE acronym. That T reminds us that we must all discuss our turning point. You see, as Christians, we all had a turning point. Before we knew the Lord, something led us to God, drew us to Him. Now for somebody, it may have been depression or destitution or whatever you might want to communicate, but everyone has a turning point. Do the people around you know what your turning point is? See, Moses had a turning point when he saw the burning bush. Paul had a turning point when he saw the blinding light and heard the voice of Jesus. Matthew was simply collecting taxes when he had his turning point. And Zacchaeus' turning point came when Jesus called him down from a sycamore tree. See, Nicodemus had a turning point in a late night conversation with Jesus, and Jairus had one when his daughter was healed. What is your turning point? Can you point to something that drew you closer to the Lord? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to identify that turning point and share it with everyone you know. The world needs to hear your turning point. Your friends and family needs to hear your turning point. The time when you said, you know what? I'm giving my all to God. I'm surrendering my life to Him. I'm no longer going to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm going to rise up and accept the free gift that God's given me through Christ Jesus. That R in our TRUE acronym reminds us that we must discuss the power of our relationship. You see, my friends and neighbors, we have a relationship with God. It's not that we're down here and He's up there. No, my friends, God dwells on the inside of every believer. The Holy Spirit is on the inside of us. You remember in John 14:20 when Jesus said, and in that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Yes, my friends, we have a relationship with Him. That's why Hebrews 4:16 says we can come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. That's why 2 Corinthians 6:18 says, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. We discover also in Romans 8:16 that the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got a relationship. See, we're not some strangers on the outside looking in. No, we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. God. Does anybody around you know the power of the relationships you have? You see, when couples are dating, at some point the conversation is going to be, I need you to meet my big mama or my Aunt Josephine or my daddy, because they're going to want you to know the relationships that made them who they are. They're going to invite you to a family dinner, maybe even a family reunion, so you can meet all of the family. But yes, my friends, the relationship is going to be not only got to be discussed, but it's got to be introduced. When was the last time you introduced somebody to the wonderful relationship you have in Christ? Have you talked about the joy you receive by having Christ on the inside of you? Have you asked someone to meet this great God that you serve? I tell you, my friends and neighbors, it's a good thing for us to have the true story of our relationship with Him. Then that U in our true acronym reminds us that we have to discuss the unexpected. You see, this Christian life has not always gone exactly like we thought it would. And we should let the other people that are around us know that. Those that don't know Christ should know that there are some unexpected things. However, Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. Then we discover in Psalms 37:4 that though we fall, we won't be utterly cast down, for the Lord, 37:24 rather, because the Lord upholds us with His hand. Then you remember, my friends, we've got to talk about those unexpected things, those pitfalls that we had, those trials that we went through, those tribulations that we had that God brought us out of, that we never even thought we'd be in, but God brought us out. Yes, my friends and neighbors, someone is going to be delivered from depression, anxiety, stress, doubt, confusion, and fear because of you sharing the unexpected portion of your testimony, how things just transitioned and worked out like you never thought they would. Then there are also some good sides of that unexpected, because God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, as we find out in Ephesians 3:20. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God has a plan for us, and we have to share it with the world. Finally, we must share that E, which is we must discuss our evolution. Now, what does that mean? Evolution is simply a large word that means change over time. See, people may look at us and think that we've always been prayer warriors, or always been in Bible study, or always been like we are today. No. We have to discuss with them, like the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:2. We started off like newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby. Think about the times the Bible encourages us to grow. 2 Peter 3:18 says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1:3 says, we're bound to thank God always for you, that your faith may grow exceedingly. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the Bible tells us in Psalm 92:12 that the righteous flourish like a palm tree, and we shall grow like cedars in Lebanon. Yes, we can't make people believe that we've always been like we are right now. We've got to let them know that it's a process to get here, and it's a process to go further and beyond. My friends, are you committed to growing in Christ? Are you committed to sharing the evolution portion of your testimony? I challenge you, my friends, to let somebody know how good God's been to you based on your true story. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.